When I started it, when I edited it, the last show, I was my I got a, so I got a kind of double take. I was in on the introduction. I don't want to be on the introduction because it was Rod's show, and I said, "Go ahead," and he started. Here comes Shinda.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get started.
We want to wait for Rod. We can.
Wait a few minutes for Rod. Okay.
Well, he's here. He is, I think. Yeah, he's here because he called me, said he was on his way.
Okay, good. So we got a square now. We got four folks on, so we good to go.
Yeah, we got the quadrants. Brother
Well, greetings, everyone.
Mashinda.
Greetings,
Good
everyone.
evening.
Good evening.
All
Glad to see everyone here.
right.
See your name. Good. Hey, Professor.
Yes.
How are you today, sir?
Good. Just trying to get this computer to work, and when I get that on, and I'll be on in, on the computer in a minute. But go ahead with the show. I can. That's why I'm using my phone while you do it.
Okay, well, good. Well, again, I want to welcome the family to today, the CEN show. I guess, am I supposed to do that?
No, let
Oh,
me go
well, let
ahead
me
and
be
start,
quiet.
because I was letting you do it. I was like, wait a minute, this is
Let
my
me be
show.
quiet.
I go ahead and start it. All right, I'm gonna get started. So since we're recording, if I mess up, that means that we can start over because I'm editing. I'm gonna do that from now on. Welcome to the CEN show, a platform. Okay. I'm gonna start over. DX is coming in. It's a platform, a learning platform where we learn from the world's community. Brother DX,
Yeah, what's happening?
how you doing? We about to get started. Oh, here come
I'm doing.
Linda. We got people steady coming in.
Yeah, that's nice. Good job.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely want that. Hey,
Hey, Linda.
Linda.
Hi, good evening.
Okay, we're gonna get started, everybody. Welcome to the CEN show, a platform where we learn from the world's community. This evening, we have a show about Mother's Day and the history of it. But let me introduce the panel. We have Professor Ra here, Professor Amin Ra, our master teacher. We have Brother Mashinda, our other master teacher. We got Brother DX, one of our new members for the website. And we have our other member, Sister Linda here. And I'm your host, Roski Mascani. So our guest this evening is Sister Making It Happen. She is the host of Your Money Matters. Your Money Matters. That is a podcast that's going to be every month, once a month, on the CommunityEducationNetwork.com umbrella. So we have three podcasts now. We have Conscious Corner. We have tonight's show, which is the CEN show, and we have Your Money Matters with Sister Making It Happen. So this evening, she's going to talk about Mother's Day and the history of it. That's what I get from it. It'll be a little brief history of it, and it's from ancient Egypt to the modern time. So without further ado, Sister Making It Happen, take over.
Greetings, family. Hotep, peace and blessings to everyone. Good to have everyone on board this evening. Thank you, Brother Rasaki Maskani, for this platform and this opportunity. So, yeah, this is May and May Day, May season. All the April rain brought May flowers. And so now we're going to talk about Mother's Day. Mother's Day is in May. And as I've been trying to figure out exactly how to present this information, I came across an article that I wanted to share with you all. So, do you see
Recording.
the sharing screen? Give me sharing rights so I can share my screen. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. Get there. All right. Can everybody see my screen? All right.
Yes.
So, this article I found, wanted to share with you all, and it's titled The History of Mother's Day from Ancient Egypt to Modern Times. This blew my mind, you know. Of course, I know a lot of the things that we do in our day in this country that we live in have a history and a connection directly to the continent of Africa. And so it was great to find out this connection. But notice that this article is from the American University in Cairo. So this was actually something that was published at this university. And notice the picture here, might be kind of familiar to you all. You see the archetype mother there and all her supports around her. But this is Mother's Day originating in ancient Egypt. And so, what does that mean? Well, this article was from 2016, so it's already a little dated, but you know, that's our history. History does have some time to it. So, we think a lot of times that these holidays that we celebrate originated here, or sometimes in the United States. Sometimes we know that the history of the United States comes from Europe, and so a lot of times we'll connect Rome and Greek culture to some of the things that we celebrate. But what we find in this article is that it actually is connected to the pharaonic tradition of ancient Egypt. Okay, and so what I ask you to do is maybe take some notes, write down some questions so we can dialogue. This is an interactive discussion. And so eventually I'll stop sharing my screen and we'll get back and talk about some of the things that have been highlighted in this article. So it talks about how the ancient Egypts had an annual festival to honor Isis. Okay. Now, Isis has a interesting history. And if you don't know, I encourage you to do some research. One of the things that kind of disturbed me a little bit about the article is it said that Isis was the wife of Osiris, who was her brother. So that brings up a whole nother discussion that we can get into later about the that situation. But what I do want to point out is that celebrating and honoring Isis was a
Crazy.
tradition of the pharaonic culture. And she was also represented as the ideal mother and wife. Okay, so those are two things, roles that we want to make sure that we talk about because as you reflect on your mothers, as you reflect on your wives, I want you to think about how we are honoring them and how we're going to celebrate them, not only in May or May 14th, but how do we honor our mothers and our wives throughout the whole year? You know, as the article goes on, it talks about the Isis and this image here of her breastfeeding her son. Okay. Then the article goes into, I'm getting a little feedback, from the divine to the secular. You know, these traditions of motherhood were more about the divinity of the female, the divinity of the woman. And who she was as the center of the family, as life coming through mother, right? Mother's Day in the United States is credited with being founded by a young lady named, what do they call her? Jarvis, Anna Jarvis. And in 1908, she was credited with having that celebration recognized. In fact, it says 1914 is when it actually became part of the structure. And so She is a woman. There was a lot of feminist things going on. Women didn't have a lot of rights in the United States. And so early back in the day, women had to, fight a lot to be recognized for all the things that they did in the family and in the community. So Anna Jarvis was recognized as being the advocate for actually making that an official holiday, where, women were honored for all the sacrifices they made here in the United States. But we know that in ancient Egypt time, they honored the female on many, many levels. So back in 1956, there was a young lady named Mustafa Amina who actually came and saw what was happening in the United States and decided to take that tradition back to Egypt so that they can so-called make it an official holiday because they had stopped celebrating the pharaonic culture in such a grand scale. And so Amina was able to then have it as an official holiday set up in Egypt in 1943. So even though it started in Egypt, came to America, ended up going back to Egypt, then being recognized as a holiday, but the divinity of it was taken away and it became more of an individual celebration for our own individual families. So what I want to do now is I'm going to go ahead and mention, let me go ahead here. Right. So this here is the slide of my mom. I can't do a show without honoring my mother, okay? And the history of Mother's Day from ancient Egypt to modern time. We want to honor the female principle in our lives. And again, this is a journey that I'm taking you on with me so we can talk about your how you celebrate your mother. How do you recognize the women in your life, knowing that it has an ancient connection to Africa, and it's a way that we honor the female and her divinity. The mother image, when we think about Osset, Osset is also one of those archetypal mother images. She's known as the mother of all living things. I want to ask you all, do you remember all the times that your mother showed up for you? Let's give honor. Think about the names, even the names that we call our mother. Some of us call our mothers Iya. Some of them call them Ma, Mommy. What are some of the names you call your mother? Unmute yourselves and tell me, what are some of the names that you call your mother? I mentioned a few. Feel free to unmute yourself and tell me, how do you refer to your mom? Do you refer to her Nana, Mama? What are some of the loving terms you use for your mother?
The loving term.
This is the. Oh, go ahead.
No, I this is Linda. I was just gonna say I call my mom mom.
You call your mom mom. Okay. Anybody else call mother different?
My mother, she goes by mom, but with the grandchildren, they call her G mom.
G mom. Okay. Like that. So I call my mother mom. Like I said, I refer to some of my mothers as EIs. I have multiple mothers, and so they have different names. So that's why I want to check with you all to see. Some of us are from the South, some of us are from the East, and we might have different terminology that we refer to our moms. Okay.
Also, would like to mention while you're going forward that Set and Isis is the same person.
Okay, that's right. One is a ancient Egyptian name, and the other one is the pharaonic name, but exactly. But to honor her and understand that divinity. And that's where this whole celebration started in honoring the female because she was the archetypal mother. Okay. Making time for healing mother. I've used this slide before. This is a great picture. I wanted us to focus on this image of this woman and what is she doing to take care of herself and honor herself out of all that she has to do for her family. She has to make time to honor herself. And yes, Queen Afua is one of those ladies that we look at today who teaches young women and mothers how to honor their sacredness. Nut, the Sky Mother. Look at this image. In the arms of the Sky Mother, the visualization. Excuse my dog for barking. I want you all to take a look at this picture. Notice how the mother is giving to all around her. She is nourishing everyone. Life comes from her. She's feeding them with her breasts. Mother is giving all that she can. Women and nature. Women give birth to the world. Life comes through the woman. She's our first teacher. And then notice that giving honor to Mother Nature. Why do we call Mother Nature? What is the connection there?
Banjani, can you hear me?
So I'm going to actually stop sharing my screen now. And I want us to have a discussion about some of those images that I showed us from ISIS. And I want us to have a discussion about how do we honor the mother in your life? So if you think about Mother's Day being on May 14th, what are some of the traditions that you do to celebrate your mother?
Bonnie Gunny, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can anybody share?
Yeah. Well, you know,
when we think about nature and we think about the magic of the woman, can we think about how we are honoring our mother? Can anyone unmute and talk about mothers and how you honor your mother? What are some of the traditions that you have in your family around Mother's Day?
Well, Abani Ghani, can you hear me, Sister Make It Happen?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, there's many ways I honor my mother. She made her transition, so we go like just on her birthday and on Mother's Day, and sometimes when we feel like it, we go and put flowers on her transitions, put the space and reflect on her and her contribution to our growth and development. But when you ask about the first question about why do they call why the connection between mother and nature? Well, even before ancient history, the earth was referred to as Mother Earth, and because everything come up out of it, every god, every it may be the ones that were deified and human referred to as human gods through deification. They all had mothers. Jesus had a mother. Moses had a mother. I mean, so mothers in from biblical texts, if you're into creation or into evolution, the foundation of life is referred to mothers. Even some archaeologists, anthropologists, and paleontologists suggest that the first children that was born through mothers that didn't have sex. You know, the first humans came from a mother, like some animals. Men had the babies, some fish and stuff like that in the water, and some women just like, you know, like some animals lay eggs through fertility, but some don't. They just lay eggs. And so in the beginning, it wasn't human. I don't know if it was human form, but they feel that life sprung from a woman that did not, a male did not would exist. And that the first humans on Earth was women. And it's called then, as Rosh Ki always referred to, the matriarchal system, and Brother Joe Hembry, women signified maturity and stability, because in order to have children, you have to, even if you're on the run and even if wherever you're doing, you have to stop to deliver that child. And then the whole purpose of mammary glands with your breasts is a sense of maturity for women and fertility. And so I honored my mother. I had two daughters that were older than my son, but their mother named them. And when I got to my son, I named him, his real name is Cretelius Omar Montgomery. A friend of mine gave me Omar with a stretch mark over the O, but Cretelius, he's named after my mother because my mother was named Critty, Critty. And so in honor of her, I named him because I had more power with the girls, the mothers. I was running around. I don't blame them. They wasn't gonna let me name nothing. You understand? So, but the one that I was with, she let me name him Cretelius. They called him Omar. That's what the name he go by. But his first name on his birth certificate is Cretelius, named after my mother. And that's why I did that to honor her. I was named after my father, Arthur Montgomery Jr., but I changed my name. And I wasn't as Afrocentric. I was Black conscious, but I wasn't Afrocentric conscious when I had my son. I just knew that white folks was the natural enemy of Black people. That's just it. And but I was still, into European names and stuff and traditional name. And as Joe Hemrick would say, after you start doing reading, I became professor of Black studies. I would have named all of my children different. I do give them African names, even though they go by their European names for business or whatever reason. But the three children I had with my wife, they all have Afrocentric name. One has a Muslim name, which is named after Big Cap Shaheed Abdullah Rashad, Shaheed Rush Abdullah Rashad. And so that was my son, my Shaheed. He's named after three Muslim brothers that we were so close. I mean, we were life and death together, and that's the way it was. And so they taught me so much from their tradition as Muslims, from the Muslim prayer to just the brotherhood they had was different. And we did a lot. I mean, we did a lot together. And then my daughter, Shakiba, Sheree, no, Shakiba, Shakiba. My wife named her Shakiba. And then she put a mentor in for me, Amen. Then my baby son is named Amin Ra. Mandela, Amen Mandela Ra. There's no junior in African name. And then his son is named Amen Prince Ra. So we're keeping that tradition. But getting back to the mothers, the just giving them the highest respect. Now, of course, they got to earn and maintain it. You understand? I mean, you got some mothers that you just call them mama, that's it. But when you have a wife or a daughter that y'all working together and just have the highest respect, no arguments, no fighting, no drugs, no alcohol, and they pursuing good things and taking good care of you. I don't think I'd be together for with them for my wife. Mother and me, I'm probably her first child. You understand? Because I was so, Rashiki was saying, we was out there. You understand? The women brought us in to get stability, get a home, get furniture, quit wasting money, and invest time with the kids and see if they get an education. All that came from the wife. Because I was a straight out street, you understand? And so, but that honoring your mother is just keeping up the reflecting on the messages that they represented. They taught us when we was coming up how to sew, how to iron, how to wash in a washboard, not with a washing machine or that old washing machine, get your hand stuck in the rollers, wringing out the clothes, all of that. I didn't mean to ramble on, but that's a sacred thing with me, honoring our mother,
Well,
like.
I appreciate that, Professor
Thank
Amiran, and that's exactly what I wanted to have is a dialogue around our moms because our moms are so sacred to us. I lost my mom. I'm fortunate enough that my dad, I had multiple moms, so I was blessed to have many mothers, and so therefore I had a lot of people to pour into me traditions. I was told by my father that the woman carries tradition. And so it's really important that we remember those traditions that our mothers and our grandmothers gave to us, recognizing if you're fortunate enough to have a wife or a mate, the traditions that she holds from her family.
That's true.
Was there someone else that wanted to
Yeah,
share?
let me go around the horn.
Okay.
I'll go around the horn. Okay, Sister Linda.
Oh, no, I don't have anything else to add. What's been said is just excellent.
Okay. Brother DX, are you there? We'll come back.
I was muted.
Oh, okay. Did you want to say
Yeah.
anything about
This,
mom?
this, yeah, I think this is a really awesome. I had to tune in because I just share with you guys, like, I was actually born a day before Mother's Day, and I have developed a really awesome relationship with my mother, as well as my grandmothers. They pretty much raised me in a sense, I got a lot of fond memories of my grandmothers on both sides. I was blessed to have them both in my life, and just having a relationship now with my mother is probably one of the best things like I could ask for. Also, I have a godmother that has been really prolific in my life, just helping me through certain things they knew. Saying that I didn't learn from my uncles or, some of the other folks. They were there to really, kind of pick up the pieces when, I was going through a few things. So I'm very, very grateful for, saying those women in my life. And I know, like, with the way our society is structured, saying behind a patriarch type of energy, the mothers and other women are sometimes looked over in a sense, but we always manage to create things around them to make their life just comfortable and as comfortable as possible. I think all the inventions in life were pretty much made so that women could have comfortability even in the home. You talked about the house being the woman's place in a sense, because we have washers and dryers now. Like Ross had mentioned, used to have the washboards, but we put the washing machine in the dryer in the house. Saying we invent the washing machine, the dishwasher, the iron. So all these different things that came about just to make life a little bit more comfortable for our women. Even what we do as men, we build a house, we build the roads, we saying build the cars, we in the factories, in the mines, mining the coal or whatever the case may be, just for the simple fact so we could have a comfortable home. That's the treasure. And I think that when we build a comfortable home and allow women to do what they do and be in their best space, it just allows for us as men to also be in our space. So I'm truly grateful for this conversation today and the acknowledgement of our women and the mothers especially. And that's all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Well, that was powerful. You said so many things. The first thing I thought about was Linda's invention book and how many women are in your invention book, Linda, that you mentioned about, that you put out highlighting the inventions of African Americans. How many women inventors are there? Because yes, we definitely like comfort and like to be make things make sense when we're doing things. And so a lot of inventions were definitely created.
Absolutely, absolutely. Of course, I'm over here. Woohoo! He's absolutely correct.
Yeah. So, do you have any women in particular that you could mention as inventors
Oh,
that?
yes, I do. Of course, I do. From Sarah, he mentioned Sarah Boone with the ironing board, the wash, the dryer, and even modern today with the flat iron, and then the folding bed.
Wow.
Hold on, I'm just thinking for a second because, I mean, it's thousands more, but my mind is going blank, and I don't know why. The
Well, thank
calculator. The calculator, the stapler, the hole puncher. And remember, even there were men, but they came from home with a woman.
Yes.
I'm not diverting away from the mother because I definitely don't want to do that.
Well, it's a collective, it's a family. As far as I'm concerned, the woman represents the family. And so that would include our male counterpart. You know, I know Professor mentioned, you know, there's times where, you know, life appeared, right? But in the times that we live in, you know, it takes a male and a female to create life. And
Absolutely.
so, you know, you can't have one without the other if you're building family and life. But I wanted to make sure that we recognize the contributions that our mothers and our grandmothers made to us because we're still here. And instead of just finding one day to honor them, think about the 365 or 66 days sun goes round and how much do we honor our mother in that time during those times.
And sister, if I can also mention, the brother was mentioned his grandmother, and that's very important because we have a lot of mothers who are raising, who have adopted children, and especially grandmothers. So we def they are the mothers who are the aunts and godmothers, but it's still just honoring the woman.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Sister, make it happen. I just want to mention one other thing real quick. This DX. That first picture that you showed, the hieroglyphics, I with the baby sitting on the lap and was suckling, right? So that's Isis with Horus,
Of course.
which is also the image of what we call the Black Madonna nowadays, which if you go to the Vatican, a lot of holy places that, with the Catholic Church, they still worship the Black Madonna, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors. That's their statue. It's the reason why they honor Mary in a certain way and give her homage is actually, you know, through Isis and Horus. So I just want to kind of reiterate that because that's really powerful. Even the story of Jesus is based on Isis. So, you know, it's still a energy of the feminine. It's still divine. It's still, you know what I'm saying, moralistically relevant, even in a patriarch, you know. So that's all.
And
Oh,
that's perfect.
and if I can mention again, because y'all know it's late for me, but I'm waking up now. The calculator, I have to mention some more inventions by Black women. The calculator, the GPS, and every one of us have GPSs in our cars. That's Dr. Gladys West, and she's alive today, 93 years old. And I mentioned the staple and the hole puncher, even the fax machine. And then those of us who have dry cleaning and take your clothes to the dry cleaners, it was a Black woman. And the list goes on and on. I just had to throw that in because I wasn't thinking for a moment. Because, yeah, you all know I go to bed at really early every night.
Well, thank
And
you.
I'm, well, you're welcome. And thanks for listening to me and even mentioning that, brother.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So let's go to Brother Mashinda.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, everybody pretty much covered kind of what I was gonna say, you know, how we feel about our mothers, you know, my mother's with the ancestors, you know, but it's not a day that goes past where I don't think about her and spiritually have a conversation with her and just acknowledging the fact, you know, the master teacher, the nurturer, the protector, some, you know, unconditional love, you know, it's like powerful, powerful, powerful. So, you know, it's You know, I think the world would be better if the world let mama just be mama, you know, let, you know, the power that she has, you know, let, you know, the role that she plays in life, period. You know, it's been a lot of discrimination and a lot of things over the years that we all know about, the suppression of and the evilness, you know, to suppress women in general, and which, you know, and so with that, not being able to unleash the power that she really has to that next level. I mean, they still do it, but I'm just saying, of course, there's enemy been out there lurking around forever that tries to suppress that energy. And I think the world needs that energy, you know. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the ladies, you know, because they're a mother in one form or another. You know, that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Brother Henry.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mo, what's going on? Oops, sorry, sister, make it happen. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I don't want to acknowledge no European day of no kind. I honor my mama all the time. And I don't need Mr. Charlie to tell, give me no day to do it. I come from a long line. Well, first of all, going back to ancient times, you know, the females are it. I tell our people that all the time. We on the James Brown thing, it's a man's world. And, but from beginning of ancient times, it was the female, and she's still it. Going down my line of mothers, I go back to my great grandma, Alice Wade. He used to crack us with that one of them things before they had crutches, the thing you put your arm through with the handle on it, little aluminum. Yeah, she was in her 90s when I was a little kid, and she used to have to keep us sometime, and she'd crack us. But that was my Grandma Lucy's mother. Grandma Lucy was one hell of a great lady. She had four daughters. My mother being the baby of that bunch, and come from a long line of domestics, you know, making it out here from Texas. And my mother passed a lot of that stuff on to me growing up. You know, I used to hate when spring cleaning came along. We had to wipe every piece of wall and wood throughout the crib. I used to hate that, but she used to tell me, "Boy, I'm teaching you how to do this, so you know how to do it. If you ask a woman and she don't want to do it, you can do it yourself." So she taught me how to make beds, wash clothes, cook, thread a needle, iron, all that. And I honor her. You know, she passed the night before my daughter was born, which name is Ma'at. And Brother Renoko Rashidi gave a presentation in her honor when she was on her sick bed some years back, because she passed 8 o'clock that night, and Ma'at came into the world 8 o'clock the next morning. So it was a roller coaster experience for me. But those strong women, I mean, cooks, like, you know, women don't cook like that no more. My sister be trying. I give her about a B plus, but it's never like they used to do. Also, you know, my grandmother had a big old garden. My grandmother and my aunt and uncle lived next door to each other, and they didn't have no backyard fence. So grandma had a garden that went through both backyards, and she would have me and my cousin come and weed it for her. She used to be in the newspaper for the things that was in her garden. I mean, she grew everything. I guess that's where I get it from, because I'm icing my knees right now from working in the garden all day today. But anywho, they used to keep the family together. I know when we were young, it didn't 2 weeks go by that we all weren't together with a bunch of kids, a bunch of food. either out in Riverside, which is where I'm from, or down in Harbor City Projects, where I came. But I want to, you know, my mom, she dealt with, you know, a couple of abusive men to make sure that we had a way. I never forget that. I can remember when we didn't have nothing but a box and three crates to eat off of, you know, trying to escape, you know, what she was trying to get away from. But, you know, he had mental problems, had a plate in his head from Pearl Harbor. So that was before PTSD and all that other stuff. But anyway, always appreciate what she gave me. I used to talk to her a lot when she was on her deathbed, and I was real conscious then. And she had that white, what is his name? Sapras, that Roman god with the sun shining down on it. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, a Serapis. And so I used to, Mama, won't you take that white boy off your wall? You're like, boy, don't be trying to tell me what to do. But anyway, honoring some of the ancient sisters in time, you know, Hatshepsut, Nzinga, Yaya Satiwa, Candace, all of these women that led armies and led nations before these organized religion sprang up and changed the position that the female had, the African woman had in the African world. And that hieroglyph of Nut that you showed, those are the pillars of heaven. And it says that Shu is holding up the pillars of heaven, the breast and the crotch. That's heaven. That's the first heaven known in the world, for those who don't know. And just like to say this to Sister Linda, so she don't have to keep repeating these inventors, we invented everything. And if we didn't do it, the concept came from us.
Absolutely.
There's nothing here that wasn't a thought in our minds first. And let me just wrap it up, because I know I'm babbling on. I can talk about my mama all day. I used to try to tell my cousins, when the elders pass on and they had homes and stuff, you know, I really, you know, learned how to appreciate home ownership after growing up in the projects and having that meager start. But I remember my mother got a house, and I was in college then before she could get one. And I still have it today. And it's 25, 26 years later. And I keep it in impeccable shape, try to keep it manicured in her honor. And I have my daughter. We're never going to get rid of this. And I tried to get mother cousins to do the same, but, you know, money, people want that money, and, you know, it's gone. So anyway, they could never get them back again. And then some of the things, some of the items that she had in her home, I still have. And she was kind of crazy about photos and photo albums. And she got about 10 of them. I still have those. My sister didn't want them. So, you know, moms, you know, helped me get my start by allowing me to stay home and go to college and work and save my money. Matter of fact, I bought a rental house while I was still living at home with her. You know, allowed me to save the money to do that. And so I'd always appreciated that. And, you know, she just had this thing about leaving. She was trying to hang on for my daughter to come. You know, some of those people in the old days felt that somebody had to go in order for somebody to come. And I'd be sitting there and she'd be asleep. And she'd just be talking to herself, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. And anyway, they passed each other through the night. So I guess I've talked long enough, but I give barbecues in her honor. And I always said, and this is what we all need to do at mealtime, not just for the mothers, but for the ancestors. Leave a spot there as though they were there with food on it. You know what I'm saying? And honor them. So I'm going to wrap it up. Close my mouth, pass it on to the next speaker. Appreciate you, girl, you know, as always. And can't wait to see you in person soon, hopefully. All right.
All right. It's my turn. Thanks, Brother Henry. I want to share something with y'all. I gotta find the right one.
That was it. I'll always love my mama, my baby girl. I'll always love my mama. She's gone and
sometimes I feel so bad when I think of all the things I used to do. How mama, you got yours. You only get one, you only get one.
I'll always love my mama. She born me in this world. A
mother. Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. Yeah, it's a real nice song. Now, I want to kind of touch on what Brother Masinda was talking about. And we are currently in a patriarchal society, mm-hmm. and how the system and the system controllers want to dominate and suppress, and like Brother Masinda was saying, and we don't look at the woman and value her, this is system-wise, as valuable as she is. And one thing I always tell young boys that's in high school and other people too, we all come from women. Every single person comes from a woman. So we must honor that and put that on a pedestal. So that's where we come from. We've been taught to demonize, suppress, and take away from the woman and treat her bad through this society. But this is why we have this learning platform, so we can dispel those type of things. And I want to share something that I have on the website. Let me pull it up. Give me a second here, you guys.
I just wanted to say how thankful I am.
Go ahead.
Think about your mothers and your grandmothers and some of those traditions that were passed on. Because if the woman is a tradition holder, then she, as the first teacher, is responsible for sharing and passing on these lessons to her family, to her community. And so by us remembering our mothers and our grandmothers, we're honoring them. We're putting light where for them to shine brighter on us and to continue to pass on those legacies to our children and our grandchildren. We have to think about the young ladies today who may not have access to all those elders, and they may be dealing with younger mothers that may not have had the wisdom. And so we have to embrace these young people, these young women, and make sure that they understand their sacredness, who they are, their whole entire selves, so that they can begin to come to terms and find peace. You know?
All right. So I wanted to share this with everybody. If you go to the website, you go to the Legends page, Best of Armin Rise on the Legends page. And then you scroll down. I have an article on my mother and father, and it's paying tribute to both of them. And you can read about my mom, you know, and it's what our parents had to grow up and endure and still see us through. It's just amazing. So that's on the website. You can check it out. I'm not going to read it, but I want to just say that my mother was responsible for me coming back from the lowest point in my life. I was at a very low point. And she said something very significant that most people need to hear. And I was in a position where I was so weak. And I kept going to my mother for security. And she basically told me, she said, "I've done everything I can do for you. I can't do no more for you." And I was about 23 years old. And as soon as she said that, that's when I started my recovery. She had to let me know that it's up to you now to become the person you got to become, because I only could do so much. So she cut the cord to let me know that you can't always depend on me. You have to go out and do it for yourself. And that's when I started waking up. And then I also actually met Professor Armin Rye after that. And he was the next person that opened my eyes to what I need to do for myself. So I honor my mother big time, because she went through a lot just to, you know, carry her family through. She had 7 children, so I take my hat off. And then I have my wife here, you know, and I see how she does things, how she inherited, like you said, just to make it happen, you inherit these things from your grandmothers. I see how she inherited the ability, like Brother Hembrick was saying, that his sister get a B+. My wife gets an A, because her grandmother was the main cook of her 4 siblings, and all of the nephews and nieces gave her props on her cooking. And that's very important for a family to have those wholesome, good meals that just everybody loves. And my wife inherited that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm with her, because she can cook. That was a requirement. And she's good at other things, very intelligent. So I honor all the mothers, like Brother Mashinda said, and all the mothers that's not a mother, because they play some roles also. And it's just a beautiful thing. And this was very timely, Sister, making it happen, that you came up with this subject. Very timely. And I appreciate it.
And again, I thank everybody for the time. I know it's late for those of you that are back east and down south. So thank you for your contribution. Just knowing that as we're talking about the women and this female principal and our mothers, I always think about the young people today, the young ladies today, and the hostile environment that they're in around their femininity and being feminine, and what challenges they are presented with today in the role of being a female and a woman. And the attacks that they have coming at them and expressing that. And so I encourage us to take action. This is an action call to help a young sister, connect a young sister to an older sister, to a mentor, to someone who can help get them on the right track of connecting with their sacredness, so that even as much as their moon time, that they find time during their moon time to take that sacred time to connect and to with themselves. And so thank you again to the community for contributing. And I hope that the future viewers learn some of the traditions and begin to connect with their family and build a solid foundation as a family, including everything from the mother and the father. So thank you again.
Thank you, sister, making it happen. So next week on the show, this is all of our shows are important, but this is going to be a show that's going to contribute to community actions. And we have a page on the website that says community actions. And so far, we only have one type of action that's going to occur in the future. And so this one is very important. It's a brother named Benny Tenson. He's the executive director of LARCA. It's Licensed Adult Residential Care Association. And the topic's going to be homelessness / seriously mentally ill. So there, he's going to be addressing some of the issues with people being homeless and the things that they're trying to do to take away from the people that are in most need of the aid. So that's a very important topic, and he's going to talk about things that you and I could do and people in the community could do to help. Because just think, if the homelessness keep increasing, it's going to eventually affect all of us in some negative ways if we don't reach out and start helping. So there are some things that we can do, and this brother is going to alert us about all of that. So I'm looking forward to that. Professor Rob, we got anything? You got your song mute.
Yeah. On the 22nd, Damien, or either the sister Nadia, will be on the show talking about the Lemert Park and the things that they're doing to try to maintain the Black community, and even the new Vision Theater that they're repairing and remodeling over there. That will be the anchor, and having community meetings and things of this nature. On the 14th, I think, 13th, 14th, yeah, 12th is Friday, 13th, 14th, 15th. I haven't got a guest yet, but we'll see. I'm gonna try to get, well, we're trying somebody, but on the 22nd.
So we want to give out a shout to the birthday people around. We got Professor Armin Rob's birthday is real soon. I don't know if he wants you to know the exact date.
Yeah, well, mine is May 12th. I'll be 75, and my grandson is the date. I'm in Prince Rob. And my other son is May 17th. And my daughter is May 19th, Malcolm's birthday. I was very busy.
So we got Brother DX's birthday. Brother DX, you want to tell us when your birthday is or what? He's on mute. But I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans. Okay, yeah. There you go. You want us to tell us?
Yes, the same day as I'm raw.
I'm raw. Brother DX is May 12th.
Yeah, we got the same solar return. So.
And then my wife's birthday, I don't know if she wants me to mention it, but hers is right here too. So I'm not going to say the date because she may not want me to mention it. Okay, she said it's fine, so it's the 11th. It's tomorrow.
All right.
I'm a treater.
All right, good.
Good food and dessert.
It's Taurus season. We got Taurus season in the house.
Yeah.
Earthbound folks.
Mm-hmm. So,
okay, everybody. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner, and we're going to have a good evening. We're taking our pause.
Yeah.